You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the rural deserts outside Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you proudly on the Republican Broadcasting Network on this day of our Lord, January 27th, or is that 24th, 2010. Anyway, folks, we got a lot to get to tonight. We've got RBN host Darren Weeks on at the bottom of the hour. But first, as we always do at this time, we have our under-the-radar news correspondent, Annie DeRiso. And so let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome Annie to the show. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm doing great. And I kind of wanted to start out tonight with I got an email from a friend of mine tonight that just really got me to thinking again. You know, my friend Griff, A.C. Griffith, we've had him on the show before. You know, he's affiliated with CIA, NSA, you know, he was, and he's been on guests on our show several times before, and he sent me this email tonight. He goes, "Dear Annie, it's too late. The USA is in a state of collapse right now. All the talk in the world will not change a thing. Store food, water, etc. The American dream is finished." Griff.
What did you think about that, Annie? Do you think that we've kind of passed the point of no return and we should be focusing our sights on adjustment and survival as opposed to reform and change?
Well, I think we still need to do both. We still have to fight. But, you know, when you go to an interview, they go, "Well, where do you want to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now?" And I think back, well, you know, where were we 10 years ago? Where were we 5 years ago? Where are we today? And then I just throw my hands up. I don't know.
You know, sometimes I wonder if our parents didn't live in the best days of America.
Yeah, I see, we got to grow up as kids. Kids don't even get to grow up as kids nowadays.
You know, I wonder how our listening audience feels about that. We are going to move on to another news items, but, you know, let's have an ongoing dialogue about this as we explore other stories. So we invite your call to 1-800-313-9443. And we'd like to get your opinion. Have we passed the point of no return? And should we be focusing here on the Common Sense Show on adaptation and adjustment as opposed to reform and change? And, of course, you can always email us at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Let's get a feel for how the listening audience feels about that topic. I have my opinions, Annie, but I'm going to withhold them until we hear from some of our listeners. Okay, what do we have on tap tonight as far as our under-the-radar news?
Well, we're going to be talking about the UN's prescription for the New World Medical Disorder. And more bad news on our grain situation, how it's 25% of it's going for ethanol. The UN gun ban, they're getting ready to set it up. They want to be rolling with it by 2012. So we've got some big ones.
Sounds like we're going to do it. Well, let's start off at the top here, and we're going to bump up against the break, but let's go ahead and get this ball rolling with that UN story.
Okay, well, the UN's prescription for the New World Medical Disorder, it's about a panel of non-elected experts of the World Health Organization. They're pondering new global taxes on emails, alcohol, tobacco, airline travel, mobile phones, food, countries' gross national product, airline travel, consumer bank transactions. I mean, they may as well put it on dog tags. I mean, it looks like the UN and WHO are really teaming up, you know, to tax the richer nations to provide cheaper health care to poor nations. But I don't trust it. The executive summary revealed the possibility of a multi-billion dollar indirect consumer tax as one means of financing an epic shift of drug-making research, development, and manufacturing capabilities to the developing.
Well, they're hitting it all, Annie. We're up against the break.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about what this all means when we come back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody. I'm Dave Hodges, and this is The Common Sense Show.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Did you know that RBN is having a pledge drive for anyone who would like to donate? You can call 1-800-724-2719 during the office hours of Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central Standard Time. And you could go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate. You can also call 1-800-724-2719 is that number again during business hours, 10 to 6 Central. We also have generic RBN business cards available, only $8 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Anyway, we're joined this half hour, as we always are, by Annie DeRiso, our under-the-radar news correspondent. We posed a question at the top of the hour. Is it too late for America? Is it too late for hope and change? And should we really change our forecast and our formatting and our plans to adaptation and survival? And you can voice in on that at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, Annie, back to our existing story of the UN. Where do they think they're going to get the authority, and how do they think American citizens are going to lay down to their global masters and pay this tax, or these taxes, I should say?
Well, haven't we given the UN authority to make all of these judgments? I thought that's what the UN was all about, to make judgments for the participating countries.
Well, I think it's something that we would have to agree to by treaty. Perhaps we have done so. Perhaps I'm unaware of it. I do know we're a signatory to a lot of agreements I don't agree with, but I don't know that we've agreed to anything that would basically let the UN take over the function of the Internal Revenue Service, the U.S. Congress and its ability to tax. I'm not sure that that has happened yet. But do they have an implementation year they've talked about?
Well, they talk about 2012. Mm-hmm. There's that date again.
Everybody's talking about 2012.
Implementations, yeah, a lot of agendas, a lot of treaty resolutions to be put up. You know, that could be when we get the North American Union. You know, who knows what they're going to do to us? Some people are making charges, you know, that this is all being manipulated by the international pharmaceutical industry. You know, but of course, the WHO denies that any manipulation is being done. You know, it's still behind doors, no transparency. You know, we find out everything after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly, if they plan to implement this in the next 2 years, I think for Americans to lay down and just take their beating, something is going to have to happen that's very big that will transform our government almost instantly. So, Andy, we come back to what false flag operation could it be this time? Something to usher in martial law? I think, tomorrow if we woke up and this were January 1st, 2012, and we would say something like, well, guess what, boys and girls, we're not paying taxes to the IRS, and after the cheering stopped, sadness and melancholy would set in when we were announced that, well, you know what, I think we're going to pay tax to the United Nations. Huh? It would be pick up the pitchfork time.
Well, don't we already? Don't we give them so many?
Yeah, but it's millions? Subtle. It's subtle. But Annie, my gosh, if they're taxing all these things that you're talking about here, I think the R word comes to mind. So to me, there's got to be something big that's going to transpire between now and 2012 where we're not going to be in a position to rally. Now, I think you have a story on the UN involving guns that might talk about just how we could not defend against an action like that. You want to take us to that story?
True, yeah. The U.S. agrees to a timetable for the U.N. gun ban. The United Nations and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are moving forward with their plan to confiscate our guns. The United States has joined 152 other countries in support of the Arms Trade Treaty resolution, which establishes the dates for the 2012 UN conference. So they're writing it all up now, the working groups of the anti-gun countries, you know, they're scripting the language for the conference. But then former UN ambassador John Bolton, you know, he's warned gun owners about the Arms Trade Treaty and says that the UN is trying to act as though this is really just about a treaty about international arms trade, you know, the big guns. But there's no doubt, he says, that the real agenda is for domestic firearms control.
Mm-hmm.
And as an arch enemy of gun owners, Hillary Clinton has pledged to push the U.S. Senate to ratify the treaty. She'll push to register, ban, and confiscate firearms owned by private citizens. So far, the gun grabbers have kept the exact wording of their new scheme under wraps. Surprise, surprise. But looking at previous versions of the UN Small Arms Treaty, you and I, we get a pretty good idea of what's likely in the works, and it's intended to attack the American sovereignty by stripping Americans of the right to keep and bear arms, our Second Amendment. So we may not have anything to fight with unless we bury them in the backyard.
Well, Annie, to me, I think you've just connected a dot. Or should I say is a series of dots. We've got the UN working plan on one side of this coin. Flip that same coin over, and you have Hillary Clinton and friends laying down the implementation part of this, the enforcement
mm-hmm.
part of this. Yes, no question. And these dates dovetail too closely for this to be a coincidence.
Yeah. I mean,
no question.
We're going to be run by the UN.
Well, I think there is no doubt that this is a precursor to a UN takeover, but I still maintain we will need some type of major event or a series of catastrophic events to where the American people will, A, either be powerless to fight against this, or, B, we will be so subjugated that we don't dare lift a hand. Or will there be enough of us left to even protest? I mean, you know, the whole board is open here, Annie, but I think it's clear to say right now, I think it's really safe to say that if this were implemented today, this would meet with fierce opposition, more vehement than anything people are bringing against health care. And speaking of health care, let's go to Scott Brown's election just for a moment.
Oh,
you have
yeah.
any thoughts on that?
Oh, he was a quick turncoat, wasn't he?
Well, I think it's safe
to
say...
Where have we seen that before?
Well, I think we could say, Annie, that there is a big brown cloud now over the Obama administration. Exit polls clearly said this was about, well, should we say, we are saying no to the death panels of health care. I think everyone can see someday that they might advance to that ripe old age of retirement. This would wipe out Medicare, give us $1 trillion debt, and that's a conservative estimate. But don't you love the way the Obama administration just spun this? I mean, Obama has got to be the greatest spinmeister I've seen in recent presidential history.
It's not him. It's his controllers, his handlers, her gorilla.
They're peas in a pod. Marxist, communist, self-avowed Marxist communist. And what was it Obama said? What got me elected in part was anger, and this is what got Scott Brown elected. The American people are still angry, and they have to have a source to vent their anger on. What a load of nonsense.
But he's come out now, Brown has come out now for Obamacare. He jumped right on board the next day.
He hasn't jumped on it in terms he's going to vote for it in his existing form. He said he's willing to look for certain reform issues. And so am I. Annie, this may surprise you, so am I. I would cheer the day that you and I can mail order our prescriptions from anywhere in the world like any other country can and avoid this pharmaceutical monopoly that we've been locked into. Competition lowers prices. And along those same lines of creating competition, I would invite the day that Congress would pass, and I would support this, a law that says that we can shop any one of 1,300-plus health insurance companies and go across state lines. That would lower costs as well. And I think this is more along the lines of what Scott Brown is talking about. If not, well, it's been a red herring, hasn't it? The fix was in all along.
Well, I was in medical for 30 years. I know it's too expensive. I mean, I couldn't even hardly afford it myself. I went without insurance for 7 years. You know, I just now have it because I got on Medicare. I agree, something needs to be done, but I just don't think this is the way to do it. You know, I got another email here from Griff. He goes, Annie, the financial debt is in the trillions. We can pay the interest on the debt. We are clearly bankrupt. I think he meant we can't pay the interest on the debt.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. We are clearly bankrupt as a nation. There is absolutely no way to reverse that. Congress is still spending borrowed money and adding debt to the national debt.
Isn't that the plan?
Yes. And we're just tootling right on down the road, big snowball.
Yeah, there's no question. And maybe the collapse of the banks will be what will precipitate this 2012 event from the UN, because we're certainly headed in that direction. The dollar is not very far from insolvency. And how many people do we have to hear this from? And certainly that's one of the topics we'll be talking to our guest Darren Weeks about at the bottom of the hour, who's a host here on RB and also writes for News with Views, and I'm sure we'll broach this subject as well. But, you know, basically we're insolvent. We're still basically pumping air into the inner tube, but that's about the only thing that's keeping us afloat right now is a bunch of hot air.
And fiat money.
Yeah, pretty soon when you walk into the stores. You know what they did in Nazi Germany? And they used to close down the our pre-Nazi Germany, I should say the Weimar Republic. They actually closed down the stores at lunchtime, and they would inflate their prices. And then they'd reopen after lunch at the new prices. And everyone has seen the picture of the wheelbarrow and the German woman with a wheelbarrow full of cash going to buy a loaf of bread. Well, those days are at our doorstep. We're not going to have to wait real long, because just like a family, just like a business, a country must balance its books or it's going to pay the fiddler.
Well, they're just going to give us a new monetary system and just slash everything. You know, that's a question. Okay, if they slash it, do you still owe as much on your house mortgage as you do today?
Well, who ultimately controls your mortgage? Who ultimately controls your mortgage? The bank. Who controls the banks? The Fed. No, I don't think they're going to look the other way and forgive the debt. Anyway, Annie?
Yeah.
Hang on. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors. This is the Common Sense Show on RBN, and we'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Listening, should I say, reading emails during the break of people who are responding to Annie and I's question at the top of the hour on whether or not we should change our focus from reform and change to adaptation and survival. And just an example of the emails we got, Zeb wrote in and said, maybe it's time to pack up and head for the hills. As for me, I have to keep warning people. Annie, I'm right there with Zeb, aren't you?
Yeah, that's why we're doing what we're doing. And Griff will come on the show again and, you know, and teach us all the things that are going on. And, you know, he'll remind us, you know, of what we need to be doing. And we need those reminders. He's right. You know, we just go along day to day, you know, da-di-da-di-da. It'll never happen. Well, it could happen.
Well, we would
be fools. It happens in the world over and over.
Yeah, we'd be fools not to listen to what Griff has to say with his breadth of experience and his knowledge. And, you know, penny wise, pound foolish, plan for a rainy day, all the old sayings apply here, and I think we certainly do need to hear from people about what we have to do to survive if things get really ugly. But if we're looking for a UN takeover in 2 years, and clearly, Annie, you clearly laid out, very clearly laid out the framework, some pretty bad things are going to have to happen.
These are just two of the things. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a whole news board here of items that we're not going to get to tonight. But I really don't want to leave this one alone because I don't think this can be overemphasized. And when we talked about a financial meltdown before the last break, the only question I have is, are we going to be embracing the Amero from the North American Union, or will we bypass the Amero and go straight to the Worldo?
Oh, I think we'll just bypass it. I mean, why would they waste time with the Amero?
That's
you know,
my, that's
they'll
my
just
guess, too.
Straight that's... to the to the New World Ordero or whatever it'll be.
New World Ordero. There you go. That's the. Yeah, that's right. That's the new name of the new money, the New World Ordero. And there will be an order to it.
And it won't be gold. It'll be tungsten.
Oh, my God. Please.
Annie, that's another whole story.
Quick, yeah. Isn't there something new on the farmer's update, too?
Yes, about 25% of the corn and all the other grain crops that we've got. You know, the production is down. We've had the bad weather. I mean, we've sold all of our reserves overseas. And here pops up this 25% of all the corn and other grain crops are going into biofuel, you know, rather than feeding people, so it diverts, you know, more food to put in your car per mandate by the U.S. Renewable Fuel Standard. So by subsidizing the production of ethanol to the tune of $6 billion a year, U.S. taxpayers are in effect subsidizing our own rising food bills at home and around the world. I mean, we're paying our taxes to raise our taxes.
Don't you just love fascism?
To food to...
Fascism is such a wonderful thing. Don't leave home without it. You know, I hear you. I just shake my head at this, but you know what? We'll never leave our dependence on foreign oil until the oil companies decide it's time to leave our dependence on foreign oil because they have something they can make more money on.
Well, looks like we're going to go down and get Haiti's now.
Does this whole thing kind of rub you wrong in Haiti?
Well, how come the disaster preparedness bunch, or whoever it was ready with this big drill the day before? I mean, it's like the big drill the day before we had 9/11.
And the London bombings, I agree.
I mean, how obvious can you be? You know, and we've done a lot of shows on HAARP, and people are out there saying, oh, no, HAARP doesn't do this. It doesn't even work anymore. Well, sorry. I don't agree to that one.
I think there's no question, you know, in guest of the show, Nick Begich documented this very well. HAARP is a part, a weather modification weapon. And, and I'll tell you, we had some anomalies here, too, in Arizona. In our recent roll-through, we were the recipient of the California storms, and we had the worst set of storms here in Arizona that we've had in 100 years. One of the things I saw that was very, very interesting, I looked off into the blank sky, and I want to say blank, and I saw a green explosion. My son saw it, too. So we were traveling home trying to get through the flooded streets. We couldn't get to our home out in the country, so we stayed in our home in the city. And my son saw it. And then, interestingly enough, Sheldon from Tucson, a frequent caller to the show, said he saw something fairly similar in Tucson at about the same time that we saw ours. He sent an email to me to that effect. And it does make you wonder if HAARP wasn't behind this as well, too.
Well, I talked to my friend Larry out in California, and they had 5 tornadoes when that storm rolled through there in L.A.
We had tornadoes here in Phoenix area, too, which are almost unheard of.
Yeah.
Out where my sister-in-law lives, out in the northeast part of the city, the extreme northeast part, a tornado touched down about a mile from her.
Oh, my.
So, and this is a rare, rare event here in Phoenix. We don't see tornadoes, I mean, less than a blue moon. So, so back to this Haiti thing. Am I suspicious that Haiti was weather modification? Seismic plates? What's really suspicious is how come FEMA was so ready to roll and it was a drill. I agree with you, Annie. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. You know, I love it. People say, if we think this way, Annie, we're conspiracy theorists. Well, you people out there who think it was an accident that this drill was planned at the same time that this Haiti event went off, you're a coincidence theorist.
I like that.
Yeah, amazing. Anyway, Annie, we got time for maybe one quick one. Got to be real quick.
Well, this guy, the junk scientist, Michael Mann, you know, he's the one that got caught. You know, he was mostly mentioned in those hacked emails about...
Annie, hold on here. I'm going to hold you over, okay?
Okay.
Because I think I know where you're going with this, and we don't have time to complete that thought, but I'm going to hold you over. We'll bring up Scott. We'll let you finish this story. We'll say our goodbyes. Darren Weeks, and then we'll move on. Stay tuned, everybody. Back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, this just in, the New Orleans Saints defeated the Minnesota Vikings in overtime, 31-28, and the Saints and Drew Brees will be going to the Super Bowl. And I think it's a wonderful thing for a city that has been through so much horror, so much devastation, so much loss. So my congratulations to Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints and the good people of New Orleans, and may better days be ahead for all of you. Anyway, in just a moment, we're going to be joining Darren Weeks, fellow RBN talk show host, and a writer with News with Views. But first, let's go back to Annie DeRiso. And Annie, we were going to try to squeeze in one more news story where we went up against the break. So go ahead and let's pick it up from there.
Well, it was about the junk scientist Michael Mann, you know, that he was manipulating data. He got busted, you know, by the hacked emails. Well, he knowingly perpetrated a fraud, but he's under investigation for it. But, well, what was found out now is he's been awarded $500,000 grant of the stimulus cash to carry on with his studies.
Studies.
That's our taxpayers' cash, and he gets it.
Sounds like it's a legal defense fund to me, because he's promoting the correct view, the science by consensus view, not science by data or research, that man is the cause of global warming.
Well, tell a lie long enough till the people believe it, I guess.
Well, Annie, I think that was an appropriate note to end on, because your money at work, why we still have money. Because I don't think it's going to be long, as we were talking about before the break. Anyway, Annie, good job tonight as always.
And, thank you.
We'll be back with you next week for our next Under the Radar News segment. And Annie, great job. See you next week.
Oh, thank you. See you, Dave. Bye.
Well, our guest for the balance of the show is Darren Weeks. And I've been trying to get Darren on for some time, but we don't really have, so we say, matching schedules. He has that thing called a job that sometimes interferes. So let me introduce Darren by way of saying that he's a lifelong activist and researcher. He's a graduate of Spies Howard Broadcast Arts in Michigan. He's been a professional radio and television broadcaster since 1991. And he tries to use his influence, as do we here on the Common Sense Show, to expose corruption in local government. It was through his career that he discovered the alternative media and awakened to the serious issues facing America. And I think that key word is awaken. In addition to his role as a husband and a father, Darren hosts the Govern America radio show, which airs here on RBN every Saturday morning, of which I've been proud to be a guest on before I joined RBN. So without further ado, let's go to Michigan and welcome Darren to the show. Hi, Darren. How are you?
Hey, Dave. It's great to be with you tonight.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on. And when I look at a bio like the one that you have and all the things that you're involved in, because you've got your fingers in a lot of pies, I wonder, what was your original professional background? Was it in media broadcasting?
Yeah, it really was. I went to the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts basically because I wanted to play on the radio, not in this capacity, but at the time I wasn't really aware of what we had facing in our country. I was one of the population that pretty much didn't know. I was kind of asleep myself. And, you know, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, and Rush Limbaugh would talk up America. He would talk about how America had a lot of hope. He gave the people a lot of hope. Unfortunately, as I became aware, as I started to wake up and realize and look around me and see that the things that I was seeing in society didn't really match with the optimism that I was hearing on the radio espoused by Rush Limbaugh and others, but primarily by him. The other neocon talk show hosts didn't come along until later, at least not that I was aware of. But anyway, the point is that I knew I was being lied to. I knew the mainstream media wasn't telling me the truth, and I began to look for answers. Well, after I graduated from Specs Howard, and I graduated in May of 91, I got my first TV job in September because they basically told us in school that if you're going to work in radio, you got to get used to living on bologna sandwiches and spam. So I got to the point where I wanted to actually make a living, so I took my first job in television in September of 1991, and over the course of years worked my way into master control. And I was going through a satellite guide one day because there's a number of satellite feeds that we have to get as a part of our job, and I discovered that there was something called radio that was piggybacked on onto the satellite channels. And so I started exploring some of these alternative radio networks, and I stumbled upon, ironically, John Stetmiller's original network, Republic Radio International, is what it was called at the time. And that was the beginning of my awakening, because it was at that point that I started to hear things that I had never heard before anywhere else. And so what I used to do is I used to get, this is in the days before we had Internet, or the Internet was in its infancy. I certainly didn't have it. So I started bringing VHS tapes into work with me, putting them into the VCR at the beginning of my shift, recording all of these shows on Republic Radio International, and then I would take it home at night and listen to it. And that's how I started getting my education.
You must have felt like you broke into the vault and couldn't believe what you found.
Oh my goodness. It was incredible. You know, because finally I realized that I was getting the information that I hadn't gotten anywhere else. And so, you know, my hat's off to John Stetmiller for doing this, because in many respects, he's the reason why I'm here tonight.
Well, he's certainly one of the original pioneers, if not the original, in this area in terms of having a network that spreads the truth the way they did. For me, my wake-up call, but I went into hibernation, and I always like to ask people, what was your tipping point in your wake-up call? And it's when I discovered, shortly after I graduated from college, there was this thing called the Council on Foreign Relations,
mm-hmm.
and the Trilateral Commission. And I thought, well, wait a minute now. That's not what I learned, and I have a poli-sci minor. And that's not what I learned in poli-sci. This is not how it's supposed to work. And I became outraged, so I began to discuss it with my father, who spent 30 years in naval intelligence, and he knew all about it. Mm-hmm. He worked in Project Paperclip with Martin Marietta and the German scientists in that famous, or should I say infamous, project. And he started to download me, and, you know, he passed about 6 years after that. And then for me, it was, I went into hibernation for a while, just lived my life and was kind of aware of it from time to time. But in the 90s, and for me, that's when things really began to turn in this country.
Yeah,
that's when I started to sit up and pay attention. And then I became a father, and I said, if I don't step up and do something, my kid's going to inherit a pile of nothing.
Yeah.
So it's interesting the journeys we take to get to here. You've got a terrific show, and in fact, I have to tell you, I sneak in and listen to your archives quite a bit.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you have some terrific shows, and I would really encourage everyone to go there. And just before we go on, too, in case someone is not tuned in to RBN on Saturday mornings, why don't you give the times that your show runs?
Well, I don't know what time zone you're in, but I'll just use Eastern time as a reference since that's my time zone. It's every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time, and that's, I guess, 7 to 10 Central, and other people can adjust it according to their time zones, respectively. But basically what we do, I focus a lot on Agenda 21, the implementation, mm-hmm. because I feel like that's really the one major thing. Everything really is at the core. Agenda 21 implementation is at the core of every issue. You know, everything really comes back to that because that is the agenda, their United Nations agenda for the 21st century. And so all of these other satellite issues that orbit around this particular thing, you know, somehow they all work together to implement Agenda 21. And so this is what I focus on because really, Dave, there's really not a whole lot we can do in this day and age with regard to the federal government. It's a behemoth. It's out of control. It's monstrous. These people, these horrors that are in Congress, have absolutely no respect for the American people, for those that they govern. They're supposed to be public servants, but in fact, they've sold themselves out to corporate interests, to anybody that'll give them a buck. And so these people have no soul and no concern for the American people. And you can call them. I've called many times, and they're rude to you on the phone. Their staff is.
Yes.
They just don't care. They have absolute contempt for the American people. And so the thing that I hammer is being involved on a local level in our cities, in our states. And many times the state legislators themselves are sold out. However, we have a lot more power. There's a lot more bang for the buck, so to speak, on a state level. Because if you get a lot of pressure onto these people, you know, they will back down. I mean, because they're closer to you. And I use this as an example. Beverly Hammerstrom here in Michigan, back a few years ago, we had a situation where one of the state senators here in Michigan was promoting the HPV vaccine for fifth grade girls.
Is that Gardasil?
Yeah, that Gardasil thing, exactly. And my wife called me one day, and at the time I worked at the CBS affiliate in Lansing, the capital city here in Michigan, and she said that, I know you're sleeping, because I work late, you know, at the time I did, and she says, I know you're sleeping, but she says, you're going to want to know this. She says, I was just reading on the website for the newspaper, and they were saying that they're going to start mandating a vaccine here in Michigan for fifth-grade girls. And as a condition of going to school, they're going to have to be vaccinated against the human papillomavirus, which some scientist somewhere has connected with, I'm trying to remember now what exactly it was, but they're... Anyway, they're trying to mandate.
Let's just say it's safe to say it's been connected to some sexually transmitted diseases.
Exactly. And so anyway, the point is they wanted to mandate this thing. And as much research as I've done on vaccinations in general, I was infuriated. So I went up and went to the computer and started doing some research and poking around. And what I discovered was some of the companies that were promoting this, I made a call. I discovered that the person behind this was Hammerstrom. She was sponsoring the bill. I called her office, and talk to her secretary. And one of the things that, if you're nice and you keep these people on the phone long enough, they start to let things slip. And one of the things I learned from her was that Hammerstrom was connected with a group in Washington, D.C. called Women in Government. And she told me this under the guise that the good senator had done her homework. And she says, I assure you that it's really safe. And, you know, she's involved. There's a lot of other people behind this. And I'm like, well, who might these people be? And that's when she told me about Women in Government. So I wrote it down. After I got off the phone with her, I put it into a search engine, and I discovered that Women in Government was sponsored by the very makers of the vaccines that Hammerstrom was pushing and trying to mandate legislatively. And so as soon as I seen that, and I did some other research, printed out some other news articles, and the following day, and at the time I was on another network, I told my listening audience, I told them that I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm going to take this to my local media. If I don't get anywhere there, I'm going to take it to the newspaper. If I have to, I'll publish ads. I will pay for ads in the newspaper. I'm going to get this information out. Well, I didn't have to pay for anything because I took it to our local news director at Channel 6, and I walked into his office. He had an intern in the office at the time, and he asked me to print everything out and come back. So I did that, and when I came back, I laid it all out on his desk. All the conflicts of interest that she had, the news reports, the documentation right from Women in Government. The following day on the 5 o'clock news, they did the story, and Hammerstrom was caught. She looked like she was trying to hide behind her desk. So I tell that story for a reason, and the reason why is because even with your local controlled media, if you have the documentation in hand and you walk into their office and you present them with documentation that they can't refute, sometimes you can get them to cover stories. Now, the national media is a different story, but the point is that the legislation was voted down, and after that point, I found out that this was being pushed in many different states all across the country, and because of this group in Washington, D.C., and this is just one of many organizations like that.
How close are you to getting this in Michigan?
Getting what in?
This Gardasil requirement to go to school?
Well, I haven't checked lately. However, it was defeated here in Michigan.
That doesn't mean they won't be back.
Well, that's true. And that's why I need to follow up on that one, too.
These globalists and their minions never give up. If you recall when you had me on the show, your show about almost a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
We were on our third go-around with the state of Arizona on behalf of Canamex, the hidden agenda, to mm-hmm. get us off our property without compensation. Well, we're now on attempt number 5.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, we're right in the middle of attempt number 5, and things are really ramping up. These people will never go away. This Gardasil issue will return.
It will.
They keep hammering and hammering until they get what they want, or they are so embarrassed by the public outcry that they go a different direction.
Yeah, exactly. And see, that's it. They divert temporarily, and then they come back to it. You know, and that's the thing is, I think really part of their strategy too is the fact that they bombard us every day with all of these different issues. I mean, we've gone from not having any information hardly, just a little bit, to you know, the information age is upon us, and literally every day, I'm just overwhelmed, Dave. I don't know how you feel about it. When I sit down at the computer, a lot of times, and I've told my audience this, sometimes I get up and look at the news and look at all the stuff that's going on. I just want to go back to bed.
Well, when I see the news, I wanted to pick the TV up and throw it out the window because I realize that about 90% of it's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, and I don't even have television at this point in time. I just acquired a digital converter box for the digital television thing. It's not even hooked up Well, I haven't missed it, frankly. There's really very little on television I care to see anymore. And TV news, I don't watch that either. I get most of my news from the Internet and just, you know, reading. But
I do, too. You know, I still subscribe to this daily rag here in Arizona called the Arizona Republic, and it's mm-hmm. a really sorry excuse for a newspaper. And I still watch some network news, and before people flip their wigs and think if I lost my mind, I only do it to see what the other side is up to.
Yeah,
I have found some predictive value in viewing the mainstream media because they do let you know where things are going.
That's true. If you know how to watch it and you know how to listen to it, you detect the dialectical patterns that are there. You kind of get a formation of an idea of what the direction they're wanting to take people, you know, by the arguments that are being formed. I'm trying to think of a good example, but, you know, the airport scanners, you know, this is something that they had on the shelf ready to implement before this last terrorist attack, so-called, by this Abdul Muttalib guy at the Detroit airport. You know, this whole situation was ready to put on the shelf, and afterwards we had Michael Chertoff going on TV who's profiting from the scanners.
Oh, no question. Let's hold it right there. We're up against the music, and I know you know what that means. So stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be back with our special guest, Darren Weeks, fellow RBN host, after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Thanks for staying with us for the break. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, and joining us for the balance of the show is fellow RBN host and writer for News with Views, Darren Weeks. And Darren, very quickly, too, you've got a really impressive website. Let's go ahead and give that out to the listening audience so they can go check it out.
Yeah, it's called GovernAmerica.com. That's www.GovernAmerica.com. And basically what I've been trying to do is incorporate various things that people can use as a reference on the website. We have the International Institute for Sustainable Development there. Their reporting services actually are the ones that go around all these United Nations international meetings and actually take notes, and the meeting minutes are posted on IISD.org. So what we've done is we've incorporated that into the website, so when they post something new, it automatically appears on our website so people can go there and actually read the documentation right from the source.
What a great idea.
Another thing that I have recently put up there is the White House press releases, which I've noticed have become really valuable to have that there, because whenever Obama signs an executive order, the White House puts out a press release. And there's a lot of other speeches that they give, too, so that's been very enlightening. And then there's the other thing that's right beside that is key congressional votes. Whenever there's a really big vote, it'll appear on there, and then people can click on there, go to Project Vote Smart is where that comes from, and then they can find out the legislation. They can actually read the actual text of the legislation and then see how their congressional critters have voted on the piece. So so this is something that I've been really kind of trying to develop in whatever time I have. And then, of course, there's a number of different news wires and everything there as well. But the idea is to have a something that updates itself and to be able to have something that's useful. And I've just really done for myself, because there's so many things I want to routinely check, and to have all that information in one place. And the other thing I want to call people's attention to really is the Westerner. This is a blog put out by New Mexico Assistant Secretary of Agriculture. He's retired now, I believe, but he covers a lot of important property rights information, water rights and stuff, dealing with some of the western states, and lots of very important Agenda 21 information there. I've really gleaned a lot from him over the years. So,
well, it's a great website. I use it frequently as a resource myself to start my research when I want to know about a topic. If I want to know the latest, I go right to your website, because your newswire connections are outstanding, and I really haven't found anywhere else on the web that has anything quite like this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and that's you know, it'd be nice to get the traffic up there and to have more people checking it. But I spent a lot of time going through headlines, and it's just incredible how long you can take at this stuff. You know, because literally the research directions are endless, as I'm sure you well know.
Well, we do a new segment with Annie DeRiso, the first half hour of our show every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie and I have been at this now since December of 08. And what we've concluded, and we concluded pretty quickly into last year, was that the globalists have really moved up their timetable and have expanded the fronts they're attacking America on.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I think really, to be honest with you, this thing should have been implemented from their standpoint many, many years ago. And I really think that they're behind schedule. They've tasted blood, and they believe that the people are waking up, which they are.
Exactly.
And this is scaring them to death.
This is really going to open the door for the topics I want to get into after the break. Sit tight, Darren. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors with hour number two of the Common Sense Show.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour.